We've all heard about those crazy laws, like it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub. And in Georgia, apparently it's illegal for you to eat fried chicken with a fork. Whenever I hear these crazy laws, I often wonder, how in the world did they get passed? There has to be some pretty interesting history stories behind these laws. Well, in today's episode, not only do I have stories behind some of these laws, but I also have the story of a 91-year-old woman who was arrested for eating fried chicken with a fork. Well, hello there. I'm Christina, and you're listening to History and Hearsay. Do me a favor real quick. Go ahead and give this video a like because I already know you're going to enjoy this one. Now, apparently, I'm not the only one who's interested in finding out the cool history behind these outrageous laws because the criminal justice experts over at Olivet Nazarene University were wondering the same thing. I've taken their research as well as other law expert sources, and in today's episode of History versus Hearsay, we're going to be discussing the stories behind how every state's craziest laws came to be. In Alabama, it's illegal to put salt on a railroad track and can be punishable by death. Some sources claim that this was because salt was being put on tracks in order to attract cattle, which would obviously cause a bigger issue, while other sources say that this is because salt can actually rust the railroad tracks. One theory claims this law came about in 1880 because there were farmers who weren't happy about the trains coming through their town, and so they actually wanted to cause havoc, and so they purposely put salt on the railroads in order to attract cattle so that they would block the path of the train. I couldn't actually find proof that this law was still in effect. However, in 1997, the U.S. Department of Transportation did submit a collection of bills that were railroad trespass and railroad vandalism bills, and these bills basically covered anything having to do with causing damage to the tracks and also included wording about obstructing the track in any way. So this law would definitely apply to anyone who was putting salt on the railroad tracks in order to attract cattle. Another fun one out of Alabama is that it is illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church. I guess it's okay as long as your fake mustache doesn't make someone laugh. I couldn't find this on the law books myself, but researchers at ONU and also several law firms in Alabama claim that this law has been on the books since the late 1800s. And apparently fake mustaches were all the rage back in those days, and people were wearing them to church as a form of entertainment and therefore distracting from the somberness that you're supposed to have in a church service. Mustaches at the time were seen as a sign of maturity and masculinity, whereas fake mustaches were a sign of dishonesty and probably immaturity as well. Apparently, lawmakers felt that fake mustaches were too good of disguises to be worn around town, and when it came to church, they felt that people needed to maintain a certain level of dignity in church services that was being undermined by these fake mustaches. In Alaska, it is illegal to wake a sleeping bear to take a photo. While I couldn't find the code for this myself, this is another one that the researchers at ONU claim is in fact real. Apparently, tourists were waking bears to take selfies with them and disturbing their hibernation schedule. Now, part of me feels like this law was unnecessary because I think natural selection probably would have taken care of that one for us. In Arkansas, it is illegal to mispronounce Arkansas. The way Arkansas is intended to be pronounced is a French pronunciation of a word in the Sioux language, which this is actually a real law that went into effect back in 1881, and there's no legal penalty for mispronouncing the name, but apparently people were pronouncing it Arkansas, and this law was put in place simply to explain to people how to properly pronounce the name of their beloved state. In Arizona, it is illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub. This law was passed in 1924, soon after a dam broke and flooded a rancher's property. A donkey flowed down the river in the valley in a bathtub, and the locals who had to haul the donkey back up to his house signed a petition to pass a law in case this sort of thing ever happened again. Now, all I can think is the donkey probably climbed in there himself, but I guess maybe they just wanted the dude to be fined if they were going to have to carry it up the hill. I don't know. Seems petty if you ask me. If you don't want to help, don't help. In California, a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot legally be eaten. He already did his job. So according to California Fish and Game Code, some frogs conceal harmful chemicals after dying, and it's possible that this law was intended to ensure that a poisonous frog was not accidentally consumed. Now, I found a whole page of laws in regards to these frog jumping contests, so I guess these are a big deal in California. Y'all let me know if that's still a thing. In Denver, Colorado, the dog catcher must serve all dogs notice of impounding for 3 consecutive days in a public place like a tree in the park. Now, as hysterical and outrageous as this law sounds, the notice is of course intended for the possible owners of the dog so that they can get their dog back. In Connecticut, a pickle cannot legally be considered a pickle unless it bounces. So, during the 1800s, a group of men sold cucumbers disguised as pickles, and because they were supposedly pickles, they were going for a much higher price point. And the result of this pickle gate is this law. So, how do you tell if a pickle is really a pickle without eating it? It's only real if it bounces. In Delaware, it's illegal to show R-rated movies at drive-in theaters. Now, drive-in movies had their heyday in the 1950s, but by the 1970s, they were kind of losing money, and they were really doing whatever they could to try to revive this industry, and many drive-in theaters began showing R-rated and even adult films on their screen to stay in business. Now, this led to complaints from people who live nearby drive-ins because the screens were visible from public streets and homes where children could just watch them. And this debate raged nationwide for several years. Some theaters tried to solve the problem by erecting fences, but this was extremely expensive for them. And in 1974 is when Delaware passed a law banning any film that's not suitable for minors, specifically those rated R, were not to be shown in an outdoor setting where minors could potentially be present. In Florida, if an elephant is left tied to a parking meter, the parking meter has to be paid just as you would for a vehicle. This law is believed to have originated in the late 1920s when the Ringler Brothers Circus moved their winter operations to Florida. So that's why there was elephants in Florida. In Georgia, it is illegal to put an ice cream cone in your back pocket. Now, this law is specific to the Athens-Clark County area, and it comes from back in the days when most people got around on horseback, and horse thieves would put ice cream in their back pockets in order to lure horses away without being charged for stealing. So they weren't putting their hands on these horses. They weren't leading these horses away. These horses were just following them. How could they be charged with horse theft if the horse just followed them home? So don't worry, Georgia doesn't have anything against ice cream, just horse thieves. Now, at the beginning of this video, I also mentioned the poor little old lady who was actually arrested for eating fried chicken with a fork instead of her fingers. Well, it turns out, while this law is a real law in Georgia, this 1961 ordinance was only put on city books as a sort of publicity stunt to promote Gainesville as the poultry capital of the world. And the 91-year-old woman from Louisiana who got arrested for breaking this law, well, that was a prank pulled on her by her friends, and the police and even the mayor were in on it.
And in 2009, a 91-year-old woman visiting from Louisiana was arrested for breaking the law. Of course, it was just a prank arranged by her friend. The town's mayor was on hand to grant Jenny Dietrich an immediate pardon.
If you're watching this video, then you can see the photos of her laughing and smiling as she's kind of being fake arrested. In Hawaii, it is illegal to place coins in your ear. Now, the reason for this is because in 1900, when Hawaii became a part of the United States, there was an order issued to destroy all Hawaiian coins. And there were people who wanted to protect the Kingdom of Hawaii coinage, and so they would hide the coins in their ears. Now, it's rumored that placing a coin behind your ear is a sign that you're a drug. In Idaho, you're legally required to smile. The smile ordinance was passed in 1948 in Pocatello after a harsh winter had everyone in town feeling down. Pocatello has since declared itself the U.S. smile capital. So if you're feeling blue, just remember, smile is the law. In Illinois, it's legal for a minor to drink as long as he or she is enrolled in a culinary program. This law that was passed in 2012 actually states that minors enrolled in culinary programs are allowed to sip and spit. I guess they didn't want any pesky drinking laws to get in the way of knowing which wine to pair with the fish. That's an important part of culinary school. In Indiana, mustaches are illegal if the bearer has a tendency to habitually kiss others. It's debated if this law is real or not, but in 1972, the Indiana Supreme Court declared that while you have a constitutional right to wear a mustache or any other kind of facial hair, it is not a federally protected act. So a state can legislate against particular kinds of facial hair. In Iowa, you must obtain written permission from the city council before throwing bricks into the highway. Though I'm not sure why the city council would ever give out such permissions. But apparently this law only remains in effect in Mount Vernon, Iowa. So the rest of yous, don't worry about no permit. In Kansas, if two trains meet on the same track, neither shall proceed until the other has passed. Apparently, this law is also in the books in Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. It's believed to just be a poorly written law that legend says was worded that way on purpose because of an official who was trying to stop a bill from passing. So he attached this train law to the bill, hoping that the ridiculous way that he had worded it would halt the passing of the bill. But apparently, no one cared. Probably didn't even read it and passed it anyway. And now there are conductors sitting on tracks who didn't realize they had made a lifelong commitment. In Kentucky, all citizens are required to bathe at least once per year. I'm assuming this had something to do with smell and maybe disease, but I couldn't find it. Though there are some pretty funny ones out of Kentucky, and I wish I could hunt down the original stories behind them. Like, apparently it's illegal to marry the same man more than 3 times. I guess they're kind of like, if 3rd time's not the charm, then you don't get a 4th chance. And there's another funny one that no female shall appear in a bathing suit on any highway within this state unless she be escorted by at least 2 officers or unless she be armed with a club. This law was later amended with, the provisions of this statute shall not apply to females weighing less than 90 pounds, nor exceeding 200 pounds, nor shall it apply to female horses. I can only assume that this law was passed for female safety, but I would love to know that story. In Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza to someone's house and carries a $500 fine. Now, I don't know anyone in Louisiana who would be upset or turn you in for sending them a pizza, but I'm guessing this is probably if you didn't pay for the pizza first. While I couldn't find the origin of this one, it seems to be referring to sending pizza as a prank. So then the pizza company would lose out on money if you, the homeowner, refused the pizza. If you want to send me a pizza that's already paid for, you go right ahead. I definitely won't turn you in. This law was amended in 1999, placing an order for any goods or services of any kind for someone else without their knowledge is illegal. In Maine, it's illegal to park in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. Now, apparently this is actually a real law, but only for one specific Dunkin' Donuts in the state of Maine. And no, it's not so that the cops can get in line first. Y'all so disrespectful. Apparently, it's part of a longer list of no parking zones that has to do with avoiding conflict with other traffic in the area. There's a school nearby this location, and the road just isn't big enough for you to park there on the side of the road and not be in the way of traffic. In Maryland, it's a violation to be in a public park with a sleeveless shirt. It's a $10 fine. This law has been in effect since 1898 and is actually specific to Baltimore public parks and does not apply to vagrants who are allowed to visit while wearing sleeveless shirts. So that was nice of them. I mean, not everyone can afford sleeves. In Michigan, it's illegal to seduce an unmarried woman, and it's a felony that can land you up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $2,500. So does that mean it's okay if the woman's married? This law was first passed in 1846 and has not been updated since 1931. The law is based on the idea that the man pursued a woman to submit to his sexual embraces when she would not have otherwise acted in that way. While the purpose of this law may have an old intent, the action of this law can be helpful in criminal sexual conduct cases to this very day. The most famous recent example was in 2018 when three former Michigan State University football players were accused of SA on a single female. More details of that case and the sources are down below if you guys are curious. In Minnesota, it is illegal to drive a truck or other vehicle whose wheels or tires deposit mud on any street or highway. And this law is real, you guys. That seems to have to do with keeping the city clean. So if you go mud riding in Minnesota, you better clean them tires before you drive around. I don't know how you're gonna get to the car wash, but I guess you're gonna have to figure that one out. There are a lot of really funny, rumored, weird laws in Minnesota. Like, it's illegal to cross state lines with a duck or a chicken on your head, and it's illegal to paint a sparrow with the intent of selling it as a parakeet. Sadly, though, it sounds like most of those laws can't be confirmed and seem to be a myth.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. In my next episode, we'll be going over the rest of the states.
So make sure you come back next week to see part two.